it's me, Jerry Blank. Thank you for tuning in to the extra special 69th episode of this wildly inappropriate podcast. Enjoy, bitches!
Hey, it's episode 69 with super fan and special guest extraordinaire Jill Klopp.
Yay! 69. Jill Klopp loves to 69.
Jill Klopp loves to 69.
Those are all my favorite sound effects.
That's going to be the title of this episode.
Jill Klopp loves to 69.
Is that a poodle or what?
So, Jill, tell us about your 69ing.
Well, I haven't had much experience, but...
Uh-huh.
That might be...
I don't know. I'm not
the blushing
hate.
Fiancé.
I'm not gonna hate on it.
Can't...
The blushing fiance.
Oh, I will.
I don't know. She's clutching her pearls.
I'm
right
going to go ahead and say I'm against it because noses and assholes is what ends up happening, and I'm against it.
Okay.
You see, it sound like you've had some experience.
Lots.
I mostly just push her nose in my asshole.
I mean, Landon. I don't want my nose in your asshole.
Guys.
That's what all of you wanted to hear.
Guys, come on.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm going to draw you a picture, Kozak.
Is this maybe what Davey meant about the vulgar?
By the way, good morning, Davey.
Good morning, Davey.
Good morning, Davey.
Good morning, Davey.
Good morning.
I'm going to say pussy exactly 16 times.
Don't say it. Davey doesn't like it.
Pussy.
Pussy, Davey.
For those of you who don't know,
listen to me.
For those of you who don't know who Davey is, he's my fiance, and he finds
finance.
Uh-huh. He's my finance, and he finds this podcast extremely offensive.
I declare.
He is from Gaffney, South Carolina.
Well, I don't know what else to
but
say.
But he did say, mm-hmm. I like that Aaron Kozak.
Because I give a fan base.
Taste. Yep. Mm-hmm.
He must have good taste.
Pulling it up by my bootstraps.
He likes that it's Aaron pulling Kozak. It up.
Whatever that means.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice.
I have just gone like drive time radio crazy with my sound effects, I think, at this point.
It's really gone from ironic to
I actually love it.
I remember when we started doing this, I said, you know what, I think we need sound effects. And they both looked at me, they just go, sound drops? What are you? No, that's not what we're going to do.
Look at this.
Well, look what's happened, though.
It's horrible.
I just want to go on record that it was my idea. And they tried to fucking take credit for it.
Uh-huh.
One day, Landon brought out the sound effects and was like, look what I figured out. It's just like, you guys. Seriously.
I figured out the best way to do it. We don't need to argue about this.
We can argue about it because it's about my ideas. It doesn't matter what the idea is.
It's because you have shitty ideas that we think are ironically hilarious, and then suddly it's gotten to the point where we just love hearing them.
I'm just saying we're doing the sound effects,
Aaron,
aren't we? We hated that idea.
I do believe him.
Don't
That's
be the Davey.
Davey
of this
loves
podcast.
Me.
Okay, no
don't
more.
Be.
Davey, you go back to sleep. You don't need to listen to any of this. Oh, just go back to sleep. Get a couple
morning, Davey.
30 more minutes.
Good morning,
Davey. Kozak's pussy is showing.
Status updates.
The worst feeling in the world is watching your baby writhe in pain and not being able to do anything about it. His stomach literally sounds like a pot of boiling water. # baby got a lot of gas.
What?
Baby got the gas!
Baby got a lot of gas.
That's gross.
Were you nervous that I was talking about like her baby being tortured?
Yes. I feel like there needs. I feel like you. I hope you have some line. I can't. I feel like the line is getting further and further. But I hope there is one somewhere.
There is no line.
She's gonna post a picture of her baby's diapers, innards.
There is no line.
Look what came out of my baby's ass. Oh, # baby sick.
Oh, gross.
What? People are that crazy on Facebook.
Jill is my backup.
I'm surprised there's not more pictures of poop situation.
That's really unnecessary.
Yo, Obama, glad you're getting dis-immigration done, but are you serious, LOL? Learn English. Ain't required to be American, LOL, SMH.
What? What's SMH?
Shake my
what
head.
Shake my head.
Shake my head.
Oh. What? What is?
Because the immigration stuff like, got passed, head. And you have to. They're having a. They're not requiring you learn English.
Okay, the immigration thing has not been passed.
I mean, no. I'm saying no. That's
let's
what
just go ahead. And
no,
start
but that's
with
what's
that.
In the. That's what's in the proposal, though. There's not a proposal for a language learning.
The bill has actually not even been completely finished debating yet.
I understand, but that's what the. That's what the issue is.
I understand what he's referring to, but yes, he's being ridiculous.
Titty sweat.
It's hard to argue to tell people to speak English when you're speaking
completely when you're not speaking English.
Just short of emoticons, for yeah. God's sakes.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Landon. Mm-hmm. I don't endorse either side of this argument, boom. Just so you know.
Way to straddle.
Yeah. Okay, you, Switzy.
God, this dog stinks.
My God, your dog stinks.
Our dog stinks. I'm sorry.
All right, this is a three-parter.
Ooh.
They were all posted within like 30 seconds of each other.
A trilogy?
You ready?
Okay.
First post. All this bullshit. All right. All this bullshit, Susan. I am not living in that house with all of you. I will buy a house and you can come live with me as long as you really did not cheat on me. The end. Just in case people want to know what's going to happen. This shit is not funny what happened and I want everyone to know. You stole my baby and I'm stealing the money from you. You can have a little check each week if you're good. I don't agree with any of this. Oh, and Carl, you got a real ass whooping coming, boy. I know what you did. You are a bad man. You and I both know it. You got everyone else foiled. If she won't... That's right.
Foiled.
Foiled. Uh-huh. If she won't leave that house that, in parentheses, you all live in, then you can keep her. I'm over this shit. Susan, are you coming home with daddy or not?
Okay, so that's part one.
This is Facebook, people. Can we just go back to the point that this is Facebook?
Is Susan the daughter? Is that how we're supposed to read this?
But at the end,
very
anyway.
Confusing. Part two.
Embarrassing.
And this is in all caps.
All caps here, folks.
Oh, yeah. And Obama Hussein can kiss my redneck ass. He is the one who made it so hard on me to get back to my family. And both sides lie to me, telling me Susan is cheating with Carl and all kinds of messed up stuff. They have their ways. Trust me, you would not believe. As my daughter gets older and wonders where her daddy is, both sides are bad people. I'm not supposed to say this, but I really don't care. Fuck you, Obama. I was trying to help our government out by covering for them, but you all can kiss my fat ass now.
Okay.
Mr. President, yours truly, Robin Hood. I know this sounds insane, but ask me after the money, I will tell you everything. I don't like any government. They did all of this, except for what God did, of course. If you people only knew what I know, this is all for now.
Wow. Wow.
Oh,
meltdown. Major meltdown on Facebook.
Wow.
I'm so sorry for this guy.
I know. It sounds like the government really did him a
Dude,
justice.
They really got him.
The government fucked him.
The government came and took my kids.
Well, you know.
He's crazy.
A little bit maybe crazy, maybe.
He's just out there infiltrating.
Well, he knows how to use a
computer.
He's doing all right.
I like Obama Hussein.
What's part three? Because, you know.
Actually, I fucked up. It was just two parts, but the second part was broken up into two.
Maybe we'll get another part later. Do you think we can request a follow-up?
Yeah, that would be a good
that
would be a good Craigslist cousin.
Part three is going to be a news alert, I have a feeling.
Yeah, me too.
Man found dead or man in standoff with police or something like that.
Yes.
Another one. You know you're not okay when Umbrella by Rihanna makes you cry.
Nope. Mm. Nope, you're not okay.
That is a low point.
You are not okay. I don't think they mean it like we mean it, but you are not okay.
Yeah. That is a low point.
Yes.
All right, this one. Hey. This is one of my favorites. I pulled this one.
Pull it, Anna.
I was alone in my car, rubbing my face, and a nickel fell in my lap. Good luck? Question mark.
Or a nickel is stuck to your fucking face.
What?
First, let's just take the first half. I was alone in my car rubbing my face.
Okay,
so, go.
Okay. All right. So you're going
We're all doing it.
Let's just even look even more meta.
A nickel.
Let's look even more meta than that. Why would they think that saying that phrase is like it's like I was brushing my teeth in the morning?
Like it was an actual
so, place. You know, anyway, it was in my cup, rubbing my face, and
I'm like, wait,
what are you? Why are you rubbing your face?
You're burying the lead here. You were rubbing your face,
and why were you in the car?
It's like I feel like there's so much angst.
I hope this is like some sort of transition. She didn't actually specifically go to the car to rub her face because she's ashamed or something. Like some sort of shame thing.
In my special place. And sec part two, a nickel fell in my lap.
Because she probably slept on a nickel, I'm thinking.
Oh.
But it just stuck to her face.
You're like a detective.
Did she sleep in her car?
No, no. She's married.
I think
and
she
has
just
a
went
child.
To the car to scratch her
no,
face.
I mean, in our theoretical story.
No, I think she
let me give you your name.
She doesn't feel safe rubbing her face at home, so she goes into the car to
shame rub.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, we've all been there.
And she sleeps on a pile of coins.
I like the shame face.
Like
rubbing.
Scrooge.
Which
like
is why
Scrooge
she has to
McDuck.
Rub Yeah, which is why she's got to rub her face McDuck. So much. It's because yeah. It's not, you know.
Maybe she's Mrs. Scrooge McDuck. It doesn't say.
I think we're taking that too far. Scrooge McDuck is not a real character, folks.
He's a real person.
He's a duck.
He's a fictional character.
Well, he's a duck. He's yes. Real. And we're talking about a real person.
A real fictional character. Just,
real historical character.
I just
think
you guys are being ridiculous.
Episode 69.
I think this is.
69, dude.
Noses and asses. There it is.
There
you
go.
You know what? You don't have to deal with nose and ass situation with him because his ass is up in the air.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about 69ing with Scrooge McDuck. Don't hand me your cup like I'm your fucking waitress at TGI Fridays.
Whatever.
Moving on.
Fatty updates. It's a picture and pork chops smothered in bacon cream sauce over Brussels sprouts, mushrooms, and butternut squash.
Anybody want to come over and eat my made for four meal? And then let me guess, an hour later. No one? Okay, I ate it all.
Oh, it's so true.
Nailed it.
She has fallen into a pattern. Look at how much food I have accidentally.
No one wants to eat this?
No, no one eats it.
Well, guess I better put it down the gullet.
You know what's probably even more sick is that she probably has like, I'm not on Facebook, but she probably like turned off her wall so no one can answer in time, you know? She's like, anybody want this? Nope, no one answered. Oh, okay, I guess I better eat this thing.
Man, turned off her wall.
I don't know. Can you do that?
I don't know. But
can you block everyone
I think you
and
can
your friends?
Set it. Yeah, because we had a friend, I will call her T. Timmons, who turned it off so no one could post anything on her wall. And so my goal was to find my way around it and post shit on her wall. Because I think she had coworkers on there. She was afraid of the masculine element to her friends.
Well, listen, as one of those elements, I would say I'd be afraid to. My general comments are not suitable for work in general.
Just, do you?
The things I say on people's, you know, to people, it's not for work consumption.
Do you remember MySpace? Whenever I got a new friend on MySpace, I would post this picture of this terrifying black guy in a hoodie.
I remember that.
And it's
you
said,
don't get raped.
You don't get raped.
You posted
that
on my page on MySpace.
Oh, I remember that.
It was like my favorite thing. And there was this, like, the whitest, most conservative guy that was friends with my best friend. And I met him like three times, and he friend requested me on MySpace. And the second I had clearance, I posted that on his wall. And my best friend and I cried laughing for like hours about it because he deleted it, like, but it was up there for like a solid hour amongst the hey, can't wait to see you at happy hour post.
You know what? It's still on my page today. I never took it down,
I just
left it. Yeah,
you gonna get raped.
If anybody finds my old MySpace page,
Anna, you should post that on the.
I know, and now I need to find it. Now it's the picture for this podcast episode.
MySpace, that's dead in the water. That's
so good. No, I think it's still gonna make it.
MySpace,
I'm totally fucking with you.
MySpace, no, it's a big music.
Yeah, it is.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's why everyone uses it.
No, I'm not
it.
Kidding. Yeah. I have a friend who is a music manager, and that's where they like that's their main submission hub. Because
Bill's
can...
working for MySpace.
No, it's
only
true,
bands.
Though.
Sure, Jill. Go fuck yourself.
Stairway Records. Mm-hmm. I'll plug him.
Nice
Maybe he'll
plug.
Be a sponsor.
Nice plug.
Yeah, you'll plug him. Maybe he'll be a sponsor.
Now we've made fun of him for going to MySpace.
MySpace can go fuck itself. Guys, our sponsor thing?
Our sponsor quit.
All right, ready? More. I need a hug more than anything in the world, or flowers, or a cake. Something to make my day a little better.
Or attention.
So can someone please send something my way today? Also, to the person that appears to be ignoring me, can you please let me know you are okay?
Oh, man.
I like that one.
That got really dark.
Yeah. Jill, spoiler alert. They all are really dark.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't end well. None of these end
if
well.
If you haven't figured this out by now as a super fan.
I know, but I am.
Anna,
I
Anna, every what episode, Anna calls quote-unquote funny.
Hilarious.
This is so sad. I'm sorry.
This show is not for the faint of heart. It's definitely true. For people that don't have anxiety or anything, you know? No, because,
and which is not me or Erin.
But let me be clear. The one thing that is not vulgar
and has anxious issues.
The one thing that is not vulgar is the status updates thing, because that's other people that are putting this on Facebook.
The dark element
of it is that people are oversharing to this extent.
Yes.
Over the internet constantly. With people they don't know. That is like what's
us.
Really dark.
Like the four of us right here reading.
It's not our fault that we can read it, you know?
No,
it's,
exactly. I don't think.
We're just reading it aloud.
Yeah. Guys, because we're putting it out there for the world.
We don't need to defend ourselves to Davey anymore. We know what we're doing.
Davey, if you don't like it, then tell your wife. Tell your future wife to put headphones on. You know?
I ain't putting headphones on. I'm doing my hair.
Truth. I am not a...
Davey, I highly recommend Kevin and Bean or My Brother and My Brother and Me.
Are you plugging other podcasts?
Don't...
Right? WTF, am I right?
You know, Erin, a lot of people would kill to be in your seat.
Oh, snap.
I can plug other... I make the website, all right? Come on.
Hey, I've seen that sick animation, dude.
I'm a producer.
Our super fan is aware. Is aware of our website. And that's about it. Do you want an apron? All right.
I do. I want
a fatty up. Okay. I am not a parent. I am a survivor. LOL. Frowny face. Desperate.
Desperate.
Sad.
Sad.
She's going to drown her baby. Am I the only one that read into that? She's going to drown her baby.
While cry singing Survivor by Beyonce.
Guys, we have a really good series of Sad Girl.
Sad Girl.
Sad Girl's one of
I'm
my favorites.
So sad.
Right? She's the fucking best. She is. All right. I'm going to read this in order.
She's okay.
She's not. She's not.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
I'm reading this in order. All right. Completely happy. Everything is fine. Heart. Next status. Super starving. Grumpy. Frowny face. Mm-hmm. Next status. And life goes on. Next status. Frustrated and stuff with 5 exclamation points. And the last status, I feel like crap.
What?
Just a meltdown.
And this is all in a day?
This is over like 4 days. Everything's great. Everything's great. Guys, I'm really blessed. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Thank
Hashtag
you.
Blessed.
Praise him.
Hashtag blessed.
Too blessed to be stressed.
My
am I
favorite
right?
is hashtag blessed.
Oh, my
blessed.
God. I want to kill you for saying that. That was horrible.
That was awful.
Next status. Toilet seats in the winter. Brr. I suck like that one.
AKA, my balls are cold.
Who rests their balls on
the toilet? I'm calling it self-imposed.
You really don't understand how it works.
Do you rest your balls on the toilet seat?
No, you don't rest your balls on
can
the toilet.
Can you?
I mean...
Do you do it occasionally?
Because
it tickles?
You can't.
It would be...
Do you try
it? It would be weird.
Landon.
It would be possible.
I mean, it's possible, but
you
it's not.
It would not be... It would be something you're having to do...
No.
What is she doing?
Our guest is going to get more water.
She's getting on.
She's going to throw up. Hold on.
Well, I just ate.
We'll keep talking. She's an actress.
What a diva.
Guys, our guest is... I've gotten up before.
I've gotten up before. Yeah, I guess there's not really rules.
No,
there are
no rules.
If you want to.
Just fuck it.
Get up or sit down.
And we just
talk or don't
talk.
Wait
until she gets back and then we'll finish the stat.
I think.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl for a minute.
We're waiting.
We're not waiting.
Who's excited about the Super Bowl?
The Rape Bowl.
We're going to watch it Kathy together. Griffin we're watching it. The Super Bowl together.
Oh, are you going over to Justin Jensen's?
We're all going to Justin Jensen's. We're going to have fun. Are you going to bring some baked brie?
I'm bringing 7-layer dip.
I'm going to bring some brie then.
Okay, I'll make it for you.
What kind of jam should we bring?
Strawberry. And what are the crackers?
The club crackers.
If you bring all that, I will make you what baked brie.
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl. Everyone gives a shit about the Super Bowl.
Kozak likes the salty jam cheese.
Let's make our predictions. God. I think the 49ers are going to win.
Yes.
I kind of think they are too, I'm rooting for the Ravens.
I'm not rooting. It's really hard.
I'm just rooting for the Ravens simply because I don't want 49ers to have their 6th Super Bowl title.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the Cowboys have 5 and so the 49ers.
Ah. We need to win next year.
We will. Guys, didn't you fucking hear?
What, Anna? Tell us.
Next year is our year. It's going to be really
Anna's
good.
Anna's really into the NFL, really sports.
Between Jeremy Patrick and Jason Witten.
You do know Jason Witten, at least.
Yeah, because I want him to.
There's no one named Jeremy or Patrick on the Cowboys right now.
Patrick Swayze.
There's still no
was
Patrick.
Was not a child molester, right? Not a child molester.
He wasn't Donnie Darko.
That's and what in real she's life, confused right? about.
I think he was maybe in real both.
Life too, possibly. Okay. Yes.
Unconfirmed is what we're saying.
I don't know
right,
for sure.
I think we should probably get back to
it. Thank you.
Yes.
Jeez.
Sorry, I didn't know that was like a no-no.
We didn't know that we had to, herd our guests.
No, I'm so sorry.
Herd,
are you done?
I guess you did.
Snorting
you
your meth.
You just wandered
druggies.
Off during the podcast.
Davey, intervention time, buddy.
Davey, help us out.
All right.
I'm sorry, guys.
Next status update. My boyfriend, frowny face, your boyfriend.
What?
Wait. My boyfriend, smiley face, and then a greater than sign, your boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts, but I can't say them because it'd be inappropriate.
Well,
Jesus
you can't
words.
Express them without emoticons.
I can't express them without offending people.
You can't express yourself with words like a, human.
Yeah.
Next one.
Frowny face.
Jesus. Most of you girls have no business wearing those little raver bikini outfits. If you can see the fat coming over the side of your bottom, stop. Okay, here's a test. Look in the mirror. Flex your stomach. For those of you who can do that and are still with me, then pound on your lower back with your fist. If your belly shakes like jello, then you're one of the many who shouldn't be in a bikini at a club.
What?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Classy and elegant.
Is this a guy who tweeted this?
Yes.
It's a guy. We should point that out.
Oh, that was a guy?
That was a guy.
Yes.
You thought it was a girl?
Well, yes. We needed to point that out. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought it was obvious. Yeah, it's a guy.
This is a guy.
Telling you to flex, and then if you're still flexing,
this is a guy
then pound your back, and if your stomach jiggles.
Giving women advice on...
It's sweet of him.
If they're fat nice. Enough to wear an outfit.
He sounds fun and, cute.
He's just trying to help them.
What's
the
his six-pack situation?
I don't know.
Does anyone know? Is he fat? I want a photo. I'm going to go ahead and say he's fat. Here's another one from the same person. Ladies, there's no money in whore modeling. And no, he doesn't have connections to anything that will help you out. Plus... portfolios for females don't have plenty of bikini pictures in them. Oh, and sorry to break it to you, by the way, he said oh like just the letter O.
Uh-huh.
And sorry to break it to you, but Model Mayhem has never helped anyone other than horny photographers who want to, well, you know the rest. Here's what I like that he stops before he says fuck you, because he's classy and elegant.
Is this person connected to the industry? I assume.
I hope
they're deeply industry, connected
right?
to the modeling industry, right? I'm glad this person's giving. I love when people give advice and shit they have just absolutely no clue about. I mean, they're just passing along advice that they saw in a Lifetime movie, about the girl that had sex with a producer who didn't have any connections.
Don't get on that couch, ladies.
Ladies, I just want to talk to you from experience here. You don't want to trust these producer types because they're trying to sleep with you.
Oh, I didn't.
You may not have heard that before. No. I'm glad I can impart this wisdom on
you. And the final one from the same person. Who wants a freaking snow cone? And that
we have to name
this person has spiky
guy.
Hair,
is
right?
New,
I would like to name him.
He's something that's great. Awful. Why is he so
McDouche?
Sexually attractive? I don't know. Oh man.
No.
McDouche.
No. I like
McDouche.
Or just doucher.
McDoucher.
Oh, there you go.
I like it.
I don't know. Kozak. Yeah. News on the news.
News on the news.
Everyone's going to like this headline. Okay. A booby trap. Witnesses claim Washington woman smothered boyfriend to death with her chest.
Nice. Finally.
I also like the stock image of the hot girl with chits. You guys are not going to see it.
I've seen it.
She allegedly had some killer cleavage. Mm-hmm. Donna Marie Lang, 50, is accused of smothering her boyfriend to death with her ample chest after witnesses told police they saw the couple drinking and arguing in their, not Florida, Everett, Washington motorhome. It is a motorhome. Mm-hmm. According to the incident report. Sonomish County Sheriff's Office deputies arrived at the airport in Trailer Park. Man, that is dark.
Yep, it's a little bit. That's
at around 12:45 a.m. Saturday, where a 51-year-old man required CPR.
I'm gonna kill you with my titties.
We're good. The unidentified victim was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Lang was also taken to the hospital for a facial injury. Her facial
probably this.
And she's going
getting decked in the face while the guy's smothering in her tits. I mean,
still not a video podcast, guys. Gotta describe what you're doing here.
And I'm pretend smothering someone with my tits.
There it is.
And I'm whacking a face with my face in cleavage.
Instant. Radio cold. Yes. Go, go.
Witnesses claim the couple had been fighting, and at one point, Lang allegedly tossed her boyfriend, described as a 5'7" and 175 pounds, in the back of their motorhome. The man could reportedly be heard telling the heftier Lang, described as a 5'6" and 192 pounds, to get off of him.
Get off me!
Lang was later found on top of him with her chest pressed atop his face. She appeared passed out, according to the witnesses, who admitted to deputies they'd also been drinking and smoking marijuana day.
Okay.
They said it was difficult to move Lang because of her size. Deputies were told that the man did have a heart condition and that Lang had, quote, smothered him to death. When the deputies went to interview Lang at the hospital, she appeared intoxicated.
Huh.
She said that she loved the victim and they had only been shacking up for about a month.
I love him! We only been fucking for a month!
How dark is that? You're with someone for a month. You get drunk one night. She smothers you to death with her tits. So that's how you go out.
Yeah.
Man, that's dark. Quote, she didn't admit any wrongdoing, and she said she was sorry if the victim was dead, but she didn't know anything about how he died. While it's unclear why the couple fought, the report said Lang was upset when one of the witnesses, who was the ex-girlfriend of the victim, was inside her home that day.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so...
Yes?
Thoughts.
I'm gonna kill you with my titties!
Jill?
Well, what if she actually didn't know that she was smothering him? Like, what if they're so giant and, you know,
I'm gonna
like,
tell you, as someone who dates someone with big boobs, is possible. I think it is possible to do it. I believe it.
What if?
Landon.
Landed. You're supposed to talk about her big boobs now.
Can I smother you to death with my tits?
Yes. See, that's the point. Is to me, that is the only thing that matters. Is that this man was taken to the sweet embrace of death through smothering titties, which I think is a great.
It is certainly not the worst way.
You know, like in Greek mythology, they had the guy that you know. Rode you across the river to death or whatever.
Hades.
Yeah.
Styx, I imagine, the river Styx.
The river Styx. Yes, I imagine that this is much more enjoyable than that ride. Is to be smothered in a sweet mound of pillowy bliss.
Oh, but yeah, what if they're like disgusting, giant, trashy, fatty titties?
You're already fucking her.
I'm just saying it's better.
He's
than,
already fucking her.
It's
at this
better
point,
than
so
car
he doesn't,
crash
he doesn't mind.
Or.
Much yeah. better.
I just think.
What if she's 5'6", 190 pounds, like smoking hot, like 3% body fat, and like seriously, 75 pounds of her is just straight titties.
Possible.
You get your head lost in that.
I had a friend who got a boob reduction in college, and she like lost 25 pounds.
and dicks. Boom!
There it is. She was way less popular. Next one.
Next one.
You guys, do you remember back in the day when I just used to read articles about dead bodies and hoarders?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is in that vein.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
BC hoarder rescued after being pinned under debris piled in Burnaby home. This is in Canada.
British Columbia?
Mm-hmm. 11 firefighters cut through a door and then sawed a pathway through ceiling-high mounds of garbage packed inside a small Burnaby, British Columbia home to rescue an elderly man who had been pinned under debris for at least 3 days. RCMP were called to the house in the city of east of Vancouver Monday night after an anxious friend reported not seeing the neighbor in his 70s for several days. Police sought the aid of the Burnaby Fire Department, whose members later arrived that night to help them gain entry. Inside, they discovered, quote, quite a mess before uncovering the trapped man.
Quite a mess, eh?
These fellows had to go in and try to find a problem there, and they had to dig through to find this fella.
Oh, yeah.
He said on Tuesday, adding the man was suffering from severe dehydration.
Oh, yeah. Hadn't had a drink of water in like 3 days.
There was neither heat nor electricity in the house. Had it been another day or two with our cold temperatures, the outcome might not have been as good as it was.
Oh, yeah. He would have froze to death, for sure.
It was probably very rewarding for these firefighters.
Oh, yeah.
Blah.
The firefighters did a good job, eh?
Oh, yeah. They cut right through that trash to get that guy out there.
That's what you got out of this article. It's the funny accents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's Canadian, eh? No, I mean, that is... you hear...
Hello, I'm from Canada, eh?
I'm surprised that this doesn't happen more, frankly.
I'm an actor.
I'm from the country of Canada, eh?
Ooh.
You know, hoarders...
Do you have your passport?
Hoarders has shown us that there's a lot of these people. Why is this not happening more, frankly?
I know. I think it does.
Yeah.
Just goes unreported.
How likely is it that the giant pile of shit that's stacked up to your ceiling
going
to fall on you?
You say that, but... How likely is it that there? How many hoarders are there? There are so many of them.
So many hoarders. Do you know we had a hoarder in this building? Do you remember when we got that memo that was like, we're worried about the garbage situation in your apartments, and there's a rodent problem, so we're gonna have access to all of your apartments, and he sent it out to everybody, but really it was just directed at one apartment.
And that's what was going on.
I know. Think about how many hoarders live in your apartment complex.
There's one lives in Davies.
Ugh.
The bottom floor.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Kozak, how many hoarders live in your building?
I don't know. We don't get to know our neighbors. We just know the nice Asian lady next door with the dogs. She lets pee in the hallway all the time.
What?
I know,
she's not
right?
A nice inside? Asian lady. She's,
well,
a
she's
mean
so
Asian
nice,
lady.
But she just lets her dogs.
I'm sorry. Do you enter your apartment from the inside?
We have a hallway that goes through.
That's deep.
And Check. It's like half outside, half inside. But she'll let her dog pee in the hallway, and then she'll just leave newspaper there, and you'll walk by, and you'll be like,
ew.
Oh, there's a newspaper pee.
Ew.
She just left it here.
I would.
What is wrong with people?
I have a major issue with that woman.
I know, right? Can we invite her to come on, and I'll yell at her?
Her dogs are old.
Is that a dog fucking or a human fucking? This is the masculine element.
Hey, I'm from Canada, eh?
Take off, you hoser.
Let's go play some hockey, eh? And let's hit the puck into the goal, eh?
One more story. Osmar Hernandez arrested after serenading cops in the nude.
For what? Buddy, that's fine.
New Orleans is known for its rich musical history, and Osmar Hernandez may be part of that tapestry.
I don't think so.
When cops encountered the 33-year-old Hernandez staggering down the street on Friday night, he serenaded them with a ditty. What made his performance memorable, however, was his lack of clothing. Cops say he wasn't wearing pants, and he was masturbating.
Oh, buddy, why'd you have to be masturbating? If you were just singing, it probably would have been okay.
I mean, it's New Orleans.
Seriously.
Officers asked him to put on the shorts he was carrying, but Hernandez allegedly ignored the order, preferring to fondle himself.
I ain't finished.
Oh. While the officers didn't recognize Hernandez's song, they could tell he was highly intoxicated. How? Hernandez eventually dressed. Here's what I don't like. Hernandez eventually dressed. Did he finish? Yeah.
It sounds that's my like
did he come?
Did he come? This was my number one question. It's a a lot. That's a lot of Hernandez jerk-off sound effects. He was charged with...
We need to have an intervention with Landon.
Our super fan has an issue.
No issues. Continue.
Yeah. Watch out, because our editor and producer will cut you right out of this episode.
We can just edit.
The whole episode
we'll
is
just
like
edit right around
something
her.
Missing?
No.
Oh, I mean, that's not a threat, Jill.
No. So Kozak, when was the last time you were arrested for jerking off while singing?
I have never been arrested, but I have jerked off.
I'm calling bullshit on both of those.
While singing?
While singing to cops?
Not singing to cops. Not sure on singing. Maybe singing?
Maybe singing.
Well, obviously we know you've jerked off. That wasn't a question, Aaron. Aaron answered that question.
I'm just breaking it down.
Well,
thank you, Jill. Well, I have jerked off. I like we have people here to witness it. Ooh. Future death.
I hope you have a good skit today for number three.
Well, I have a good skit for our super fan.
Oh, we do?
Because our last super fan episode, Mr. Meeks, had so much fun improvising with
improvisation.
You, that I thought I would do another Craigslist Kozak so that Jilly would have the opportunity to improvise with you.
Aaron, you know, I actually graduated from the Upright Citizens Brigade today.
She did.
Oh, really?
Freshly graduated.
Congratulations.
So are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So now, Jill, would you like to be the main person that improvises with him, or would you like to be a side character? It's entirely up to you.
Oh, I want to be the guest character.
All right. Yeah. All right. You ready for Craigslist Kozak?
Yeah, sure.
Are we going to have music with this?
We can.
I mean, what kind of what?
Craigslist Kozak.
Normally, we don't have music.
We don't have
Craigslist.
Music.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But you can if you want.
No, it's just a scene. We don't need it.
It's just a scene.
We need some ambiance in the future, though. Like if we're at a restaurant, we need some dinner plates. And
oh yeah, oh, let's just pull that out of our asses. All right, you ready? This one comes from Panama City.
I bet you could find it if you looked. And yet you still naysay my idea just because it's my idea.
No, I do think that having music for Craigslist Kozak would be a good idea.
Wait, now
it would brand the
Jill,
segment.
You're giving too many opinions on the show. We appreciate that you're a listener.
I feel like
but,
you're noting us to death.
I feel like
you're
kind of telling us what to do or what to change.
Our I'm super sorry. Fan is directing us.
I didn't mean to.
Hate crime. This one comes from Panama City, Florida. It is titled Willing to Trade Rooms for Adult Photo and Video Shoots. Willing to trade rooms to two females in exchange for adult photo and possible amateur video shoot. Must be disease and drug free. Please email with some info about you. You do not have to send pics right now.
You don't have to send pics yet.
That's it. I thought I'd keep it short and sweet. Classy and elegant. So,
willing to trade rooms. What does that even mean?
I mean, trade room for sexy photos.
Two rooms in her plate and the oh, I see. Okay, I see.
We're on the street.
Gotcha, gotcha.
That's such a good idea, Landon, to give background noise. I like that.
Thank you.
That's a really good idea Landon had.
Thank you. Yes.
Whatever. I just know I'm a genius.
You're a genius.
I'm an underappreciated genius.
I'm the one who made it happen, but you're the
Landon,
genius.
You're so smart. That's so creative. Thank you for thinking of that.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Amanda. I responded to your ad.
About the rooms. There's supposed to be two of you.
I thought there's just...
I said two females.
Oh, I'm so sorry I'm late. Is this the interview?
Jennifer, I told you to wait at home.
Oh.
And I would handle this.
I know, but I thought the ad said...
Now, the first
fine,
thing...
We're both here. Yes, we're both here.
We're here to do amateur shoots, so I just need to make sure you guys haven't done any professional porn at this time.
I've never done porn. No. I can't say the same for Jennifer.
No, not yet.
Never.
Really? No. Really? Never.
Have you had any training? No,
no
training whatsoever?
No.
Amateur then. That's cool.
She's lying to you. You're lying.
I did some non-union stuff.
With Jeff.
Was,
Our landlord.
She well, then you're going to have to do the anal stuff then.
Who, me or her?
No, her, because okay, the union good. People, we expect more from them.
I'm not doing anal.
So now I have a question.
Are we getting a room?
No, I'm going to ask the questions.
Are we getting a room, though, for you filming us have anal sex?
No, let's talk about your diseases. Do you have herpes?
No.
No.
She's lying.
Are you lying?
Yes.
She's lying.
What kind of herpes is it?
Anal herpes.
I no.
Anal herpes.
No, the normal cold sore kind.
There's no.
Hi, I'm Jeff, the landlord, and I can thoroughly state that she's got all kinds of herpes. And I mean literally all the types of herpes.
Right, Jeff? Does she have the trifecta?
That she's the Triple Crown winner.
And Jeff, how did you know that we'd be here in this park?
I happened to be walking by this lovely city and saw used gents.
Who is this guy?
Discussing
our landlord happened upon us and heard you ask about the herpes.
I was the union rep on her shoot.
Jeff is also a SAG representative.
So you had the same deal at his room that you're going to have in my room?
Well, it depends if you can give us a better offer.
So you're not really amateurs then, are you?
We didn't pay her shit. We've only been doing this for all of this.
Yeah, we've only been doing this for like 25 or 30 years. So
I just wanted her to take a top off, and she volunteered to take a shit on my chest.
Well, hey, I need to know, before this goes any further, I need you guys to give me some pics.
But we're here in person.
But this is the time that no pics are necessary.
No. I said right now. We read the ad. I said right now. Yeah. That meant when you were reading it right now.
You know, you haven't stopped masturbating since we showed up.
It seems excessive.
And it's making me uncomfortable. It's starting to make me uncomfortable.
And I
gotta
like
stay
been...
ready. We got a shoot in about 20 minutes. So
we're in public right now, man.
You're casting 20 minutes before your shoot? That doesn't seem very professional.
You know, Jeff, this sounds weird, but I'd like you to represent us.
Hey, that's not that weird. I represent all kinds of ladies of the evening.
Cool. And Jennifer, I guess if you can wipe the herpes away from your face.
She can't. It's, I don't know if it I stays can. There. It's not like.
Are you okay with that if Jeff represents us?
Well, yes. Okay. I'm okay.
Okay. So you can talk to our agent.
I don't want to deal with the agent. I don't want to deal with the agent.
I feel like the only way that we can properly negotiate is if I'm also masturbating.
And sing a song. That would help.
Ooh. That's the only way we can get equal ground, frankly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are you going to sing?
I'm not going to sing a song.
Well, then the deal's off the table.
Then go home.
This is basic negotiation.
Don't you need us to train? Don't you need us to train that
room? Do you know how many people want this room in exchange for sex videos?
How many women have contacted
you? Literally have been standing on this corner for the last 3 weeks masturbating. I've been watching because I live down the street. And I have not seen you speak to another living soul. So I think we have some leverage here.
Why has he been following me? How did he even know I existed prior to the ad?
Because you're a guy masturbating on the side of the street. It's not like you don't stick out like a sore thumb, buddy.
Jeff is from South Carolina.
I just think you got a very nice stroking motion.
I don't know what happened with him and why he came over here and started telling me these things. But
I just think you have a very pretty cock. That's all I'm saying. You're going to go places.
What?
You're going places.
I don't want you guys to live with me.
Well,
I don't want you guys to live with me.
Jennifer, fine.
It's all my fault.
Can I be in the video as one of the lovely ladies?
I think it's your fault that you have anal herpes, so I think the rest of it's normal.
The other two are not her fault. The other two are not her fault, really.
You keep saying that.
The other two are really more the fault of the monkey.
True. Jeff, can you give us a ride home?
No, I do not own a vehicle.
Can you give us a ride home?
Yeah, I can.
All right.
Thanks.
Let's get in this van.
Yes, and I can take you to somewhere that you want to go besides that.
Yes.
Yes, and
I can.
Could that be?
And I raise you $20.
McDonald's.
And see.
That was the best one we've ever done. That was really good, I thought.
Well, that's
we were all very present.
I thought we got in and we got out. We didn't ramble about nothing.
I have to say it's because of my heavy hand involved.
You were a great support.
The character of Jeff, the pornography forcing landlord, that's a character that deserves
amateur pornography producer.
Yeah. Amateur pornographer.
He's a Lance.
Before he even responded to the ad.
No. He was just walking down the street. Yeah. You're masturbating, buddy.
You're the one masturbating in public.
He's just walking down the street.
It's disgusting.
You're just on his route.
Really just made that into.
Kozak masturbates in public.
I feel like I really wasn't doing that.
We totally just made it.
Called a gift in improv. It's called a gift.
It's a gift. Take it.
Enjoy it. Open the gift.
Did you learn anything? Don't touch my arm.
Listen, we don't
go back to scratching your beard.
Oh, there you go. That's a wonderful sound effect.
Stop it. Ladies, there you are, masturbating in public. Beating your meat in public. Is there any funnier saying than beat your meat?
No, there's not. Well, is that it?
David, your pussy's showing. You stepped on my pussy line.
Sorry.
David, your pussy's showing.
David will not be listening to this.
I don't think he will. No, he won't.
Hey, have you ever wanted a mug
with... You didn't let Jill plug herself.
Plug yourself. Do you have anything to plug? Can we title this segment Plug Yourself?
Plug Yourself.
Jill.
Jill Klopp edition.
Let's talk about Jill Klopp for a second. We get to interview you.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Jill, tell our audience when you started listening to our show.
Well, I was about 19 episodes behind whenever I started listening
to
the show.
Oh, my God.
And then I listened to all of them, though, from 1 to 19 in several days. So that was, you do the math.
you do the math, Rita. and so now you still listen.
I still listen.
Way to interview our guest about us.
Thank you. And is your impression that I sound like the hottest person or one of the hottest people you've ever listened to?
She's the Mike Wallace of podcasts.
Do you think Kozak has the tiniest penis or one of the tiniest penises?
I think she knows that it's big and fantastic.
Well,
Aaron, I don't know.
Thanks
that.
For making our
know that for
listeners
sure,
scream
just,
vomit.
She just knows. Hey, everybody loves me. We've established this.
Aaron one person.
The new,
a person.
The new,
we just learned that Jill's fiance loves you.
He does.
He
loves
that
Aaron
Kozak. Kozak's the glue. You're getting married this year. It's very exciting.
I'm very excited.
Do you have
to
any
a boy.
Shows? To a boy.
To a boy.
She's not gay marrying. She's straight marrying.
I do. I am actually doing a film right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's filming in Vegas. It's called The Three E's.
Ooh.
Original Works Productions.
Which E are you?
I'm the first E.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's the best role.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the second E.
No. And then I have a movie coming out at the end of this year called Teacher of the Year. It's a comedy.
And who are you?
I play Wendy Green, the teacher in the high school that all of the male teachers have a crush on.
Typical male teachers.
We tell everyone about when you played a pregnant prostitute on Lifetime.
Yes.
Tell that story because I love that story. Or just tell everyone what that was about.
I was in a Lifetime movie, and what happened to my character in one movie, all of these things, knocked up as a teenager, kidnapped, held hostage, miscarried, escaped, running through the woods, shot in the back with a shotgun, buried, body dug up to find the bracelet she was wearing to solve the crime.
Brilliant.
2 hours.
Wow.
And I only filmed it for 3 days.
I gotta say, Jill kind of wins.
All those things in one.
Gig-wise, you kind of win. Because that's sort of my goal to be on Lifetime.
Yeah, oh, I know.
You pretty much just covered all the bases.
Oh, and after that run through the woods, I got poison sumac for 7 days straight. I had to lay in an oatmeal bath for 7 days. From running through the woods.
Wait, what'd you get?
Poison sumac.
What's poison sumac?
It's like poison ivy, but it's
delicious.
Different.
It's a different.
I've never heard of that.
Delicious. Yeah, it's just a different poisonous plant version, but it's way better.
With some arugula, it's so good.
Don't eat it.
Do not eat sumac.
But my most exciting adventure that I'm doing right now is that I'm in this awesome web series called Nikki.
You are. Well, it's not a web series.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't even know what you guys are doing.
Because like, you're Nikki also.
I'm the pizza guy.
You're Randy. Rubber Randy.
The pizza guy from Papa John's.
It's a project that is TBD.
I'm sorry. I won't call it a web series. Anyway, it's really fun.
Yes.
And
you just sully the name.
By the way,
of
you're
it.
Welcome for writing you a role of a lifetime.
Oh, thank you immensely. Yes. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you got your.
Well, I was reprimanded by Kozak about. 3/4 through the podcast. So
well, that's, you know, I mean, that's par for the course.
That's expected. He's going to take a dump on whoever gets.
That's not true.
Whoever's doing the best, he tries to shit on.
You saw how he acted to CJ?
First of all, I said that the improv was the best it's ever been.
Okay. Second of all.
Change
the fact you really hurt my feelings, Aaron.
But Jill, I didn't hurt your feelings. I just pointed out and observed that you were giving us notes.
No, I wasn't. By person. I was making a joke that he needed. I did an intervention. I was making a joke.
I did it to time number 3. Uh-huh. I saved it to note number 3.
Uh-huh.
And then I called you out.
So I'd like to apologize.
And first of all, I wasn't mean to CJ. I don't know how you could say I was mean to CJ. I was nice to CJ. You guys are the ones that made a rule that he wasn't allowed to talk too much. And that's how you opened the show.
Landon's audio raping you.
Whatever.
Audio bully.
This is how you get out of. This is how you don't. You avoid having. Yeah.
Your friends on the show.
No. They just avoid confronting the fact that they're wrong by silencing
this is what
me.
Do. Is that yeah, right,
got, by twisting what I say or playing sound effects. That's how I know I'm winning.
You're winning, Kozak.
You're the best one. You're my favorite. Davey's right.
Davey's on to something.
Davey's on to something. You are the best around. Hey, guys, if you ever wanted a coffee mug with the Lonely Heart Ladies Erotica Hour on it.
No, I haven't.
We haven't done that in so long.
Hey, that was like probably shout like, out to all
that was
our new
like
listeners.
40 episodes ago.
Oh, more than that.
Shout
right?
out to our new listeners. Go back and listen to the episodes that we deleted.
And then buy the mug.
We're
looking for a place to put the early episodes.
We're looking for a place.
Possibly bandcamp.com if you have any suggestions.
Oh,
feel free.
Man. You can go to thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
And you can get some merch.
Merch.
Get yourself a merch. Fatty update.
Fatty update something. Apron.
Buy the merch.
Get the coffee mug.
Someday.
Fucking buy the merch.
Fatty is going to hire a lawyer and we're going to owe her 2% of every mention
floppy disk drives. Get your floppy disk drives.
Get your mouse
pad. She's got some floppy disk drives.
If you want to
old copies of the game Oregon Trail,
we do. We also have some AOL CDs. And
oh, I loved AOL CDs. Aww, when you got them for free. That was so sweet.
That's amazing.
I love
remember
AOL.
Chat rooms. Remember meeting people
Dude,
in chat rooms.
Were the best. AOL was so sweet. We should That's go back nice. To that time.
We shouldn't.
A lot of people still have it.
We don't have enough chat rooms.
I feel like Facebook is a chat.
It's
room.
It's not a chat room because we should all be chatting.
That's why people do like G chat.
G.
Yeah, but everybody needs. But we all need to be in a single room chatting right, together.
Let's,
yeah.
Let's just go ahead.
Hey, do you want to leave us a funny voicemail?
Funny voicemail.
323-761-9382.
323-761-9382.
Follow me on Twitter at Being Said.
At Being Said.
Kozak, what are you on Twitter?
Kozak the winner.
Landor.
The winner. At Landon McCool.
Jilly.
I'm currently not on Twitter.
Jill!
Not on Twitter.
Jill!
Egg face.
Face. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes, that would be fantastic.
Please leave us a review.
Review us in a very positive manner.
Because that's how you get bumped up. And if you want to email me any status updates or news on the news articles or anything, or if you want to send me some dick pics, the show at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
The show at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
And I'm Annie Youngblood.
I'm Aaron Kozak.
I'm Jill Klopp.
And I'm amateur producer and landlord Frank What's-His-Name.
Yep.
Have a good night, Sam? Folks.
Jeff.
Jeff. Damn it, Jeff. Jeff. I got his job description correct. Good night, folks.
That being said.